Meeting 11th of July 2023, for Craig's benefit, safety evacuations, evacuation details and information located on the wall near the entry of chambers. In an emergency alarm or sound, wardens will assist you with your evacuations from the building. If directed, please evacuate in a calm and orderly manner by the reception area. Go directly to the evacuation point in the car park beside the town hall. I now declare the meeting open at 3:01 p.m. Apologies, there are no apologies, everyone's here. I'll begin today by acknowledging the Palatora Panahia past peoples, traditional owners and custodians of the land on which we gather today. I pay my respects to elders past and present. I extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples here today. Confirmation of the minutes of the previous meeting. Somebody would like to move, somebody would like to second the minutes. We accept it. Councillor Dudman, Councillor Thornock as a seconder. Thank you. Any comments? Any discussions, councillors? No.
I was away, Wayne.
You were, so you'll not vote if you say choose. So I put the motion in. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? Carried. Thank you. Declaration of interest. There was one declaration of interest that was passed to you, General Manager. And before I go, I'd like to introduce to everyone the General Manager, Acting General Manager John Harmy. For all intents and purposes, he'll be classed as the General Manager going forward, and wish you the best, John, for this interim period.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. So confirming that we did receive one declaration of interest, that was from the Deputy Mayor, as it relates to the community wellbeing item on the community grants.
Thank you, General Manager. Council workshop report is listed. Anything that councillors have got on that one? From memory, I had one. Just look at the page. One that I didn't go to, but I was going for a pick. No, councillor. Any others? Comments? Councillor House?
Mr. Mayor, I think it was a few of us on the 10th of July with our meeting last night.
Correct.
A few additional ones?
There is. Correct. So we've got myself, Deputy Mayor Cameron, Councillor Loder, Councillor Dunman, there's also Councillor Dornoff, Sidfield, Temple, and Councillor House, sorry. Yes. Thank you. Mayor Councillor reports is done. Councillor acknowledgements and announcements. Any from the councillors? Councillor Dudman.
Thank you, Mayor. I just wanted to acknowledge the Deloraine Kangaroos Football Club. This weekend, on Saturday the 15th of July, the club, along with the Longford Tigers, will be coming together to support Make Runs for Maxi, which is a great local organisation that was created in memory of Isaac Walters, who was a shining star of the club and who is missed daily. It is a great local event that raises awareness around the importance of mental health, especially in our young people. There will be a huge raffle as well as food and a great day. The gates open at 9. It's always action-packed and a great event, so I look forward to joining everyone out there, and I hope to see you as well.
Thanks, Councillor Dudman. You have to apologise because I won't be there for that day. So, any other acknowledgements, councillors, announcements? Nope. Thank you. Any petitions received?
So, through you, Mr. Mayor, there are no new petitions received. However, we have provided an update on the actions taken from a petition received earlier this year relating to the Westbury Village Green, so they're listed in our agenda and will be in our minutes.
Thank you, Jam.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, Councillor Temple.
I'd just like to say, in reference to that petition, I think we should acknowledge what a special thing it is that a number of residents have come together recognising their heritage concerns for where they live, that they've got together. I have not heard any dissenting voice amongst anyone associated with the Green, and that we should be recognising that all those places surrounding the green with their various levels of significance form an integral part of the green. And anything we can do in the future to help preserve the heritage of the place is desirable.
Thanks, Councillor. Any other comments, Councillors? Nope. Councillor Dorner.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. I was wondering if Council can provide an update, please. What's that? Have I got through?
Just back to the next section.
Sorry, I've jumped forward, Mr. Mayor. I'll hold that comment.
Save that talk. We'll move along to public questions. I'm obviously, apart from one person in the gallery, I'll ask if there's any questions. No, thank you. No questions coming up there. There were nil public questions with notice. And now we're into councillor question time. So this month's councillor questions with notice are nil. This month's councillor questions without notice. Councillor Dornoff, do you have a question?
I do. Glad to be back. Thank you. Through you, Mr. Mayor. Can Council please provide an update in relation to the Bracknell Town Hall, please?
Okay. Dino is coming to the microphone.
Doesn't seem to want to go green for me.
That's good.
Here we go. I'm away now. So the Bracknell Hall project currently scheduled for completion on the 4th of August, so practical completion. The week preceding the 4th of August will be sort of clean up and clean and ready for handover on the 4th of August. So that's the current scheduled completion date for Bracknell Hall.
Thank
you. Can I just ask a follow-up question then? Is there a planned official opening yet on that facility?
Look, I need to take that one on notice. I suspect the grant deeds do have a requirement for that particular project. I just can't recall what the team has pre-planned for that. Yep. So I'll need to come back to yourself, Mr. Mayor and Councillors, with a...
Councillor Dorner.
Thank you very much. Following that, can we also have an update, please, on the squash court construction?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, the squash court project will commence on site 24th of July, and current scheduled completion will be around 10th of June 2024. It'll take rain delays and probably some other bits and pieces. So, June next year is the target for completion.
Thank you, Dennis.
Thank you.
Any other questions, councillors? Councillor Loder.
Thank you. Could we have an update on the Westbury Bicentenary and what's happening? And particularly in relation to signage, and I appreciate that this is a question without notice and that you might not be able to give us a full update, but we can look forward to it in the minutes, maybe.
So with the Westbury Bicentenary plan, Council have workshopped previously some desired actions around the Bicentenary. We've also been working with a small community group who are planning an event in the December quarter. I believe it's in November. So been working with them and looking forward to that. Council took an item in the budget, I believe the overall amount was around $86,000 to support a number of different areas. So we've also been working with the Westbury RSL, and I believe there's some work being looked at for the corner of Lyle Street and Lonsdale Promenade. So there's a number of things. With the signage specifically, I believe we're progressing with some designs around signage and where that will go, positioning, and whether that be temporary or permanent signage arrangements. So I believe we'll take this back to a council workshop, is an appropriate update for all councillors, but there are some things that have been occurring.
Another question without notice, apologies. A long time ago, there used to be a monthly email update that came from Patrick Gamble's in his role in community. It was very well received, and it was a great way to get information out to the community really in a really quick way. I'd really love to see that reinstated, and I think particularly when we've got news that we need to communicate quickly, there's a ready-made network there that we can easily plug into. And it wasn't just council sending information out, it was community groups, services being able to communicate as well. It was a fabulous network, and I for one, from a professional level, was really sad to see it go. So is there any reason why, or could we explore that being reinstated?
So, yes, I worked with Patrick. Patrick finished up a couple of years ago here at council, and he worked in the community space. So council does have a database of relevant stakeholders. You may have received last week, Councillor Loader, an update that for our reform meetings that we have, that we use that contact list to provide information about those sessions. So it still is active in some way. I'm not sure how often it is utilised, but my understanding is that the former General Manager set aside a project to develop a community engagement strategy for our council in the next 12 months, and I think that's an appropriate avenue to explore those sort of mail out and the way that we engage in that process.
Thank you.
Thanks, General Manager. Any other comments or questions, councillors? Councillor Temple.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Just my usual, is there any update on a proposed prison?
So, councillors would have seen that you forwarded from myself the study that was released by the state on the economic developments and all the other bits and pieces, which has made media this last week. Apart from that, I've had no correspondence with the state on the proposed prison. And I've been thinking about the question that you ask every time, council, and I wonder, is it a question of myself, or is it a question of council, or is it a question of your fellow councillors as well? Because I do wonder whether at times your fellow councillors may have communications with the state that they may well, you may well be asking the same question of them. So, from my personal point of view, I've only had that correspondence that's reported to yourself.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The question is just a general question, so that the community is aware of the general status, as far as we know of it to be, as councillors.
Yep.
Thank you for reminding me of the email you sent out this week. I was wondering if that should go broader, or the community should be...
I'm pretty sure it's
Good. But it's just amazing how we all assume that everyone's heard of something these days, and somehow you can miss whole swathes of information. I just mean that in general life.
Well, it's interesting that it actually got out before I knew about it, because I received a phone call from the Examiner reporter wanting to comment, and I hadn't even read the report, so therefore I couldn't. So they went to print the next day without comment, which is fine. I don't know if there's anything else come through the office, General Manager, that you're aware of.
No, that's correct to me. There's nothing that's come through. In fact, we really don't receive direct correspondence very often from the Department of Justice on the state government's project. So, yes, the information that was put on the SNAP's website is really all that we have seen. As the Mayor said, he's read the report so far, but there's not really any council role in that report at the moment. I guess the other update that I did note, Councillor, is that they're still progressing with a social impact study on their project.
Councillor Dornoff, Councillor Dudman then.
Mine's more of an acknowledgement more than anything else of council staff and the swift response that has come from the public request for a consultation, public forum, and the time in which that has been arranged. It was a successful forum last night, sharing lots of ideas and discussing opportunities and issues at hand. And I look forward to attending tonight's meeting in Deloraine also.
Thanks, Councillor. Councillor Dudman.
If I may, on indulgence regarding Councillor Temple's question, the key points of the recent public update which we were referencing, was due diligence assessments have been completed and are available online. Further impacts of social impacts are being assessed by Andrea Young Planning Consultants and BBC Consulting Planners following the community's request that new social impact assessment be prepared, and further consultation will continue thereafter. And that is public information on the justice.tas.gov.au website, and all members of the public are able to subscribe to information updates via that website.
Thanks, Councillor. Any other questions, Councillors? Take that as noted. Very good. Thank you, Councillors. Moving on, we do not have any planning items today, so therefore we do not have to act as a planning authority. So we will move on to our next item, which is the Community Wellbeing, Community Grants and Sponsorship Fund, of which Councillor Deputy Mayor Cameron has put a notification that she may have an interest as she is leaving the room. Thank you. Do we have, when I turn the page, a mover and a seconder for this? Councillor Loader, thank you. A seconder, Councillor Dudman, thank you. Councillor Loader is the mover.
I'd like to thank everyone who worked on putting a grant application together. It's not an easy thing to do. I noticed that there are some really awesome things that are being funded, bears and a musical. There's also a lot of young people that we're sponsoring to go to pretty big sporting events. So I wish them all very well.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Dudman.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I concur with Councillor Loader. This is a great opportunity that our council provides in grants and sponsorship to community groups and individuals across our municipality. From the outset, I will obviously be supporting the recommendations, and it's great to see a fair share of investment right across the community from Carrick. I can see gas water supply there, the Deloraine Agricultural and Pastoral Society, as well as the Primary School Association, the Meander Playgroup, and I should also note the Westbury Agricultural Society. So there's some great projects there. I can't wait to see them delivered, and I look forward to further investments from our grants programs into the future.
Councillor, any discussion, councillors? Councillor Sinfield, with your microphone, please, Councillor.
More just a comment that perhaps we might flag a discussion at a hopefully near future workshop, that we revisit the amounts that we're actually paying to individual or granting to individual sportsmen. It's either 150, as I understand it, for sort of events in Australia, and if it's something more major, it might be 300. But given that, you know, the price of things these days, I just think it would be worthwhile to revisit that actual amount going forward as to what might be that figure, but what we think is a worthwhile amount, but balancing the constraints of council with supporting these people, like going to WA and some of the other places that listed, would be a very expensive exercise. So, yeah, just flagging that.
Yep. So, through you, Mr. Mayor, the dollar amounts you're referring to there, Councillor, are set in the policy and the guidelines. So, it's a council policy. It's reviewed at least every 4 years, but I think the last review was done about 1.5 years in. I think that was around about 2 years ago now. So, there's a review of those dollar values at least every 4 years. Council can bring forward a review of that policy if they think that it doesn't really reflect the current cost. But look, I guess I've seen some of the grants and know some of the children that are supported by them, and I know that there is also other state-funded and federal-funded programs that gives them support at different times too, which is great.
Thanks, Jim. Councillor Temple.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. A couple of the things listed there at first glance would appear to involve private enterprise or private property. Are they within the scope of this scheme? And if they are, or private enterprise and private property are part of it, should we promote that more to the community for future rounds?
Thanks, Councillor. General Manager.
Councillor Temple, you may see in the table one, the recommendation that the Grants Committee did not support grant application on that basis. I guess we certainly debate and review all the conditions of the applications that are submitted. And yes, one of those we did raise some concern about it being a real community program and being accessible by the community, and then I guess ultimately who would take ownership of the trees that are growing. So yeah, we absolutely consider the pros and cons, and we're trying to make recommendations back to council that reflect the guidelines that are set by council.
Follow-up question, councillor.
Well, just a follow-up question. Should we let the community give the community a further insight into the scope of the grant for future, because there may be other things coming forward that are worthwhile in the community, but people perhaps feel reluctant in putting them forward because they feel they may not comply.
So, councillor, our policy is public. It's available on council's website. I guess our agenda and the recommendations of the committee are public. That's in our open agenda. We also have a dedicated area on our website, and our community programs officer is regularly talking with applicants about whether their projects do meet the conditions and how they could better meet the conditions if they don't. So we're doing this regularly.
Councillor Donald.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, if my memory serves me correct, I think this is a pretty decent turnout. 9 applications. I believe we might have had 3 in the last quarter, or is that correct?
I can't remember.
So, Councillor Dornoff, I think it may have been undersubscribed, but look, we would generally receive between 10 and 15, I'd say. So, yeah, 10 is about average for our quarterly round.
Any other questions, councillors? Comments? No. Councillor Dudman, seconded. Councillor Loder, remove it.
Yes, thank you. In a previous round, we sponsored Caitlin Clippingdale, and she's at this moment, it's either this week or next week, representing the nation in the world. I just looked it up. Zotting, I'm not a big, don't know much about boats. The world mirror championships. So that's pretty awesome that a young lady in a landlocked town is representing the country in sailing. So go, Caitlin.
Thanks, councillor. I'll put the motion in. All those in favour, please say aye. Raise your hand. That is unanimous. Thank you, councillor. Moving on to the... please bring councillor Cameron. Moving on to corporate services, financial reports. Moving to the corporate services. We'd like to move. Councillor Dudman. Councillor Dorner, thank you. Councillor Dudman is the mover.
Thank you, Mayor. Look, it's a pleasure to read the financial report for June 23. A lot of work goes in to these reports, so I do thank the team for the effort that they put in. And it's also good to see and to publicly declare the strong financial footing the Meander Valley Council is on. That is obviously a deliberate design of our governance to ensure that we are a sustainable and hardworking council. I believe that was well recognised last night at the community meetings we were at, and if there was any doubt into that, I think this report clears that up in the affirmative as well. So happy to commend this report to the Chamber.
Councillor Dudman and Councillor Dornoff, please second it. Open up for discussion, councillors. Look, I'll just reaffirm what Councillor Dudman has said there. It is good to be a mayor of a very financially sound municipality, and I don't think all the mayors across the state can say that. So, again, to back up Councillor Dudman's comments, thank you to the staff and for the staff that have put the time and effort into. And yeah, you don't get enough acknowledgements across the board. So, and you don't get enough hard questions, by the way, Justin.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, thank you.
Lucky thought of one.
I thought of one. Councillor Dudman.
Dornoff,
sorry. was looking at Dudman, I meant Dawn, sorry.
Yeah, very, very similar.
Yeah, very similar. Yes,
very similar. I wouldn't go that far. Through you, Miss Mead.
Can we just draw that?
Can we just get an update, obviously, from the total flood remediation costs, those which are to be reimbursed, and obviously that which would fall under the costs of council.
Thank you. Justin?
Yes, through you, Mr. Mayor. So the costs noted in there today, total cost of $2.7 million is still the correct figure. We have submitted our first claim for reimbursement, and actually just last week invoiced the state for that. So that's a total of $1.24 million in that claim. And there'll be future claims through the rest of this financial year, so up to June 2024. So we should see that first reimbursement hopefully within the next week or so.
Thank you. Any other questions, Councillor Hess? Oh,
yeah.
Chair?
Just to contribute to the point, so where Team Lead Finance has stated current costs are about $2.7 million, we're expecting the costs to be closer to $3.5 million once all of the projects are complete. And there's still some outstanding works in Liffey, Selborne, Westwood, and I believe maybe Union Bridge. Is that finished? Yeah, Union Bridge also. And Cheshunt Road too. So yeah, there's a small number of works outstanding, but yeah, there's still some costs for council to spend.
Councillor House.
I've lost it.
With your microphone, please.
Sorry, this is probably more of a question, perhaps, of Dean. I'm not too sure, but and I may have missed something. If so, I apologise. The Carrick Recreation Ground Public Toilets. Someone asked me about the upgrade of that. Has there been a start made on that? I think it's line item 6529.
Councillor.
Thank you, Councillor House. Through you, Mr. Mayor. The Carrick Rec Ground Toilet Project has been ongoing for quite a while. Been through a couple of iterations, initially with looking at sort of renovation of the existing facility, and then we looked at option to demolish and construct new. In going to the market, and we've looked at various options for the field. We've looked at interstate prefabricated sort of modules to bring in. The market prices have well exceeded our budget to the point where we weren't ready to come back to council with sort of seeking any significant budget increase. So we, at the present time, we are waiting for another price to come in from a builder, just as a bit of a market check. And that particular builder may have a gap in their current project workload. So we're hoping that, if it's a builder who needs a fill-in job, the price might be right. So we're just waiting for that to come in. And there's also some grant funding opportunities that we can look at to help with our budget to deliver that project. So that's a discussion we'll have at, director level once I've got a bit more information for the team, and then we'll come back to council in due course with a further update on that one.
Thank you, Dina. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Any other questions, councillors? Yeah, if not, go back to Councillor Dudman as a second of the motion. Sorry, Councillor Dornoff as a second of the motion. I'll render it on the wrong, line. Councillor Dornoff has the second. Anything, Dave? Not with his mouth full of a lolly, no. Councillor Dudman?
No.
Thank you.
And me?
Yes, yeah, Councillor Dudman, my apologies. Okay, I put the motion, all those four. Please raise your hand and say aye.
Aye.
That is unanimous. Thank you, councillors. Sorry, Councillor Dudman, I'm wrong line on them. There I was. Moving on to corporate.
Slightly insulting, but I'll move on.
Yeah. My apologies again. I could only.
Apologies to Councillor Dornoff, too.
Apologies to all concerned. Corporate services. Someone would like to move, someone would like to second that, please. Mr. Dudman, thank you. Seconder, please. Councillor Kelly. Councillor Dudman, as the mover.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. It's a pleasure to sit on the audit panel alongside Councillor House and the staff who do a lot of good work on the audit panel. It's not the most juicy subject that we get on council, but it's probably one of the most important ones in reviewing our plans, our policies, ensuring that our finances
are in check and complying with our audit requirements. So there's actually a lot of work behind the scenes there, and full credit to all members of the committee who preside over what is generally a pretty big agenda, and yeah, very happy to be publishing the annual report from those meetings and the work that's been done.
Councillor Kelly, second on the motion, open for discussion, councillors. Councillor House.
Through you, Mr Mayor. I'd like to say, very generous of you, Councillor Douglas, and I wasn't at the last meeting or the one previous, and I am on that panel. I've already made my apologies to Susan Nelson. It's just been unfortunate I've been able to attend those last two. But I have got the four dates, and I've put those in my diary, and I intend to be at those ones. But thank you, Councillor Dudden. Very generous of you.
Thanks, Councillor House. Okay, any other discussion, councillors? Wrap up, anything to add? Councillor Dudden, I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? Carried unanimous. Thank you. Moving on to infrastructure services. Somebody like to move, somebody like to second that, please. Councillor Dornoff, thank you. Second to Councillor Cameron. Councillor Dornoff as the mover.
I'm very glad to see this, through you, Mr Mayor, very glad to see this come upon our agenda. I think it's a necessity in the rural landscape that we have an emergency services trailer. I'll certainly be supporting this motion, and I thank those that have provided the report.
Thanks, Councillor. Councillor Cameron.
Thank you. Yeah, it's very necessary, and I think the last flood we had, you know, indicated our need to be ready for this kind of thing. But anything we can do to help people in disaster situations, so very supportive of it. So thank you.
Councillor, open up for discussion, councillors. Councillor Dubman.
Yeah, I'd just like to support the statement that councillors. Born off, I'm doing it now, and the Deputy Mayor in relation to this project. It is a great initiative and an important one, and also the assistance from the Australian Government in delivering this trailer shouldn't be ignored either, so we do appreciate that support from our federal colleagues as well.
Well said, Councillor Dubbin. Open up for discussion, councillors. Councillor Temple.
Yeah, what's the capability of this trailer?
That's a beauty. Dino, would you like to?
Hey, Mr Mayor, the trailer is, I intend for the Director of Works to hopefully house it at one of our depot sites, so it's a good central location. The trailer is going to be kitted out with emergency bedding. We'll have some supplies in there to help deal with animal management. So it's modest in terms of, you know, I guess capability, but it's important for us to have, I guess, our initial response gear and equipment that we can use to establish an emergency evacuation centre in any location. So I think it's going to provide advantages to us in terms of time to respond and set up, knowing that we've got everything in the one trailer. But importantly, we saw the opportunity to you know, be able to make this available to other adjoining councils if they have a need. You know, we drew on Launceston in terms of bedding last October, and they were good in helping us out, so it's good that we can sort of work collaboratively with adjoining councils. So it's reasonably modest, you know, so that's a start in terms of being a bit more proactive in that space.
Thanks, Dana. Councillor Dornoff.
Through you, Mr Mayor, this can probably be taken on notice, but we have one of the best trailer builders in the state, if not the best, within the Yandah Valley. I would certainly hope that this project would at least be available for tender for that particular builder and any others that may reside within the Yandah Valley.
Thank you. Take that on notice. So, do you want to respond to...
If you're Mr Mayor, we did discuss with that Deloraine supplier, and it's my intention that we'd engage with them directly to get something delivered. So they did provide some initial cost budget information to help us with the grant application.
Thank you. Councillor Sinville.
Yeah, this is probably more a question without notice than anything else, but just flagging it for future. I can't remember what it was called, but Blaise, probably. Back some years ago, they were looking to house or keep a trailer here. Didn't council have some, or were asked to have some involvement in storage of that? Is there any relevance? I mean, there's no direct relevance, but given that it was for, you know, emergency use after fires and floods and things, I just sort of tweaked my brain as to where that was from a few years ago.
So, through Ms. Mayor, that question. So, we had, I think it was the 2015, we had contact with bushfires from Blazade, and council worked with them to assist some farmers with some rehabilitation work for their fencing at the time. Council did some costs, and they were around supporting people that came to volunteer their time and where they were staying and that sort of thing. So no, in direct response to your question, we weren't requested to permanently house a trailer, to my understanding, and we were also contacted in the floods of October last year by the same group, but at that time there wasn't the support being warranted or demanded, I guess, to justify extending any support for them. So yeah, it's nice to see groups like that contact council in times of need, but no, my understanding is that there's no permanent request for one. But yeah, it's nice to see, sounds like support for the project that Dino's team has put forward, because I guess it's a learning that we took out of October last year, and that continual improvement around what we do in these sorts of times is part of what we do. So it's a good improvement opportunity for us going forward and for council support it.
Thanks, gentlemen. Any other discussions, councillors? If not, Councillor Cameron is the seconder. Councillor Dornoff is the mover. Nope. Okay, put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye. Raise your hands. Against? Carried unanimously. Thank you. Moving on to governance plan, annual plan. Somebody like to move, somebody like to second that, please. Councillor House, thank you. Seconder. Councillor Dudman, thank you. Councillor House is the mover.
Well, I'd like to commend, first of all, the author of this report, John. And secondly, that, you know, there's a few pages there, and there's a lot of work goes on behind the scenes. I just want to reinforce, I guess, last night, the mood around the room in terms of how the community thinks that the council performs. And generally speaking, I think there's a real affirmation there that council is performing well. And it's meeting all its objectives, and of course there's been a few hurdles to overcome, not least floods and those types of things. So I just think I want to commend all the works teams and everyone else that's involved I think meeting those guidelines very well. There's been 49 activities achieved, there's been a number that are progressing, and all in all I think that's a great reflection on the work of the council. So I just want to recognise that.
Thank you, Councillor House. Thank you. Councillor Dudman is the seconder.
Thank you, Mayor. I will concur with Councillor House. Having the vast majority of these items achieved or progressing is a great testament to delivery within our organisation, and it's something that we should absolutely be commending those who've worked in this area on.
Thank you. Open up for discussion, councillors. Comments?
I'm keen to know if any staff have got involved in corporate volunteering or, volunteering as per, what is it, the new program. Yeah. Has anyone actually done any volunteering or not as yet?
So thanks for the question, Councillor Lota. No, not at the moment. We have had... an internal policy developed by one of our officers and put a recommendation to the general manager and the directors about how that could work. I guess we are just conscious that we want to provide the opportunity for all staff in an equitable manner and just create a system that's going to be achievable, deliver some great outcomes in the community, but we also need to just formalise what volunteer organisations we're going to partner with to be able to achieve that also. So In development at the moment, Councillor, so no, I guess there is none that have stepped foot in a volunteer capacity on behalf of Council at the moment, but that's in planning.
Councillor Donovan.
Just to follow up to that, with volunteering, the way that I've certainly seen it, it's something that people would love to do. Obviously, workload dependent, and our council staff do an amazing job, as we all know, especially through tumultuous last financial year with flooding, etc. And I'm sure once the workload has reduced, then I'm certainly certain that we'll see an increase in volunteering across the platform.
Councillor, any other discussion, councillors? From my point of view, well done for the plan, as it's been stated. It's an ambitious plan at times, but we keep ticking the boxes, and as Councillor Cass said last night, with 34 people from across that end of the municipality, while we have one that's not happy with the process, is probably more unhappy with myself than any year that sit around the table. Overwhelming support was we're doing a good job. So again, that flows on to the staff. It doesn't flow on necessarily to us as councillors. So anything you need, councillors? If not, I'll put back to Councillor Dudman as the seconder. No. Councillor House is the mover. No. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye. Raise your hands. Yep. Unanimous. Thank you. Moving over. Oh, we're finished. We'd like to move that we close the meeting, please. Councillor Dornoff, just speak Councillor Dublin, because I was looking that way. So, proclamation, all those in favour, please say aye. Raise your hands. Carried, unanimous. Thank you.